My name is Al. I work in the sewer department, sewer and water. I basically clean sewers, repair sewers on a daily basis, and the catch basins. The catch basins are what you see on the corners that collect the storm water and that goes to the river. And so we clean and maintenance them, and we clean and maintenance the sewer system. And so sometimes when you guys are riding down the street and you see these people in the street painting, you ever seen these people in the street painting orange lines, green lines? That's, they are marking utilities. And so when you flush the toilet at home, you might forget about it, but I know, I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, the job security. I want to tell you guys that. So it's a couple things that I want you to know first, is that number one, please don't pour grease down your sink. Do everybody know that?
Yes.
Don't pour grease down the sink. Grease stinks worse than crap. Grease is the worst. Grease is the worst. So I work, my area is on the east side. I work in the Belmont area. I work around Waterville and Linden. I work right in that area. I pass Belmont every day. And I'm glad they finished with that construction over there because it was driving me crazy. But I want to tell you guys though, so when we doing this, when you flush your toilet, it goes down your what's called your service lateral. It goes into the main sewer main, and it goes through a series of different sewer mains until it gets to the wastewater treatment plant. Where when it's at the wastewater treatment plant, we take the wastewater, we take all the boo-boo, we take all of the corn, all of the wipes, all of the stuff that towels, rags, diapers, tampons, pennies, all kind of toys. One time, this is a true story, pulled out like 13 or 14 micro mini little cars out the sewer. We pulled out guns out of the catch basins on the corner. We pulled drugs from the catch basins on the corner. As a matter of fact, the police has called down the sewer maintenance and said, hey, we need you to send a guy out here. We have to check these catch basins because a certain criminal was dropping guns in them. And so we rolled out with the police, and they had the guy who was actually telling on somebody or telling on himself. I don't know who he was telling on. And we went to four different catch basins, and we pulled out five or six different guns. This stuff happens in our business. I mean, it's fun. I've been there 19 years, make $30 an hour, which it don't mean nothing if you got kids. So it sound good, but I'm telling you now, it sound good. $30 sound good. But if you got kids that's freshmen and that don't want to be, they want to look good, it's going to cost. My children ain't even in high school yet. They cost, they, yeah.
Just remember this.
Right, so I just want you guys to know, listen, take full advantage of your time as kids, man. But listen, please, I mean, I want you to have fun, but please don't be believing a lot of the entertainment stuff that you see on social media. That stuff takes away from who you are, and it takes away from your goals and objectives in life. And listen, like I said, education and certification is the vehicle to success. You can go to work, you can have a blue collar, and you can work hard, but the appreciation is shown in a check. You know what I'm saying? And you want to be appreciated more, you need more certifications, you need more education. Now, at my job, I have my CDLs, I have my wastewater treatment license, my tools, and which has propelled me to that $30 an hour. But it's sacrifices in the game for some of you. Some of you are getting high right now. Statistically, out of these ninth graders, somebody's in here getting high. Okay, now I'm not blaming nobody, and I don't be looking around and being guilty or nothing. But statistically, somebody's in here getting high. And I'm telling you, you can get a good job, but if you're getting high, you're not gonna keep it. You can get a good job, but if you got a heart, if you got a spouse that's working against you or a boyfriend or girlfriend that's working against you, you're not going to keep it. And so I'm telling you guys these things because character is what's most important. You have to maintain character. Because, or else everything you obtain, you won't maintain. And you'll lose it.
Not to mention, that stuff costs a lot of money. And if you're not making it, you can't buy it.
I've never seen a $60,000 blunt.
Exactly.
I make $60,000 a year. I've never seen a blunt worth that. And I'm not going, you know, I don't want none of you guys to ever lose perspective on what's important. And sometimes we lose perspective by some of the things we see on social media or some of the things that we think that's important that's not. So with all that being said, are there any questions? You got one?
Yeah, now I got one. How many hours do you work?
I work 80 hours a week. Every two weeks. That's basically 7 to 3:30. And listen, I'm gonna tell you guys, some days are better than others. Okay, some days we might work really hard, but on nice summer days, we're not working really hard. We're working, but we're not working really hard. Okay, go ahead.
Isaiah, how did you get here?
I actually started because my father worked in the industrial cleaning service, and that's real work. Like, we would work like 14, 16 hours a day, and my first opportunity to get a government job, I took it, and it's worked out beautifully. 19 years, $30 an hour. I know the city, I know my area that I clean and that I maintain, and it's not a situation where it's a lot of guesswork. It's a lot of stability in this, and you know, I've been able to get further my education, been able to get my CDLs and other things on with the city paying for it. So it's been a good thing for me. I started at 22.
Okay.
So I had, like I said, it was, you know, when you get in the real, guys, I'm telling you, you know, if you get in this place and you have to actually labor, you're going to really see the value of education, because that ain't no stuff, especially if you feel like you're smarter than, if you feel like you're worth more than McDonald's. If you feel like, now, there's nothing wrong with McDonald's. I mean, you know, you people, you can climb up the ladder, maybe be a district manager or something. I don't know. But I'm saying, you can't be content with just a high school diploma. That's what I'm telling you. You cannot be content with that. Unless you're gonna be an entrepreneur and really be successful, some kind of mogul or something, that's a hard route. And okay, if you believe in yourself, fine. But if you're gonna work out here in this workforce, you better have an education or some type of certification. And you better not be content with just a high school degree. You can't. It's too hard out here. Go ahead.
You said that when you're cleaning out the water and stuff, you feel like find like toys and a whole bunch of other stuff that probably shouldn't go down the drain. Anything ever like surprise you that you've seen?
Let's just say, because I'm on camera. Listen, I've heard of a story where it's been a nice diamond ring found in a sewer. People, and you guys know, sometimes you wash dishes and you'll take your ring off and put it on the sink. Well, it'll fall down the sink and then eventually make it to the sewer. And we clean the sewer. And so sometimes I've heard of a story where a guy found a nice diamond ring. I heard a story where a guy found a bracelet and a necklace in the sewer. And they say the guy would take the jewelry and clean it and then take it to a pawn shop. That's how that would work. And you would like, oh yeah, you made an extra $700 a day, $900 a day. That could happen in the wonderful life of the sewer world. That
exciting.
Yeah, it's so exciting. Yeah. But that's what happens. So we suck everything up in our truck. So we'll sit at a manhole, we'll run a jet up the line, and we'll pull everything back, and then we'll just suck it up in our truck. And then when we clean our truck out, we drain all the water off first, and then we'll just slowly sift all of the stuff out. And a diamond glistens. Okay, but listen, I'm gonna tell you. So those are some of the things that I've seen in sewer maintenance. And like I said earlier, or to the other group, if you're a criminal, if you wanna be a criminal, don't use the catch basin on the corner to throw the evidence away. It's not going to work. Nothing disappears in that. Okay? And other than that, that's pretty much it for me. You got anything? We got any more questions? Everybody good? You guys were too easy.